All right. Wow. What a day. How amazing, huh? Happy Friday, humans.
Thanks.
This is 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. We are bad and Bay Area wide. I want to remind everyone that a couple big shows coming up this next week with my man Charlie Musselwhite. He'll be performing with his band at the Healdsburg Plaza on the 30th of August, and then on September 1st, Rockin' the River in Guerneville. And it looks pretty good that Charlie's going to be back with us with his lovely wife, Henry, and next week in the studio, so that'll be cool. Jason Newsted with the Chop House Band and formerly a Metallica Rock and Roll Hall of Famer back with us. He's sticking around for needle droppings.
Yay.
With Doug Jane from the Last Record Store. This is a Bay Area tradition. Many people on Facebook and elsewhere have said this is their favorite segment of the week on the drive, so we try not to let them down, and I don't think we have yet, because it's one of the funniest damn segments I've ever been involved with. Doug Jane from the Last Record Store, Kate Noble from Martin Ray Wines is back with us.
Yay.
Good to be back.
Can I say yay?
Yay.
Comedian Steve Osborne, as always, with us. He works at Thumbprint Wines.
That's right.
Yes. Good to see everybody, and it's cool having Jason here with us. We look at new releases that came out today. Doug brings them in, and I get cranky and moan and bitch because most of it I hate. Yeah, and I'm looking at the list today, and I don't really recognize anything. So,
Steve, hey, hi.
Oh, and Michelle Marquez,
Sorry, forced me back here, and I don't even get any.
No, yeah.
Beverages.
She needs a beverage and some love. So
love you, mean it.
Michelle is in the news booth.
One goes with the other.
Exactly. Michelle is in the news booth behind me, and if I don't turn around, I forget. But I'll remember here as we move forward.
I'll make sure you remember, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I won't.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, Dougie, what's up? The Last Record Store, we got new releases today, none of which I recognize.
Well, it's...
But I'm an old cranky
that's
man.
That's probably not a bad thing, Steve, to be honest with you. What the heck? Here's a band that is from England. They're called Glass Animals.
And, of course they are.
This group put out an album called Zaba back in 2014, and it got a lot of good write-ups. It sold fairly well, and their sound is a little bit kind of like Talking Heads, headsy, with a little bit of Radiohead.
Okay.
So a lot of heads.
They've got some women, lady singers in the group.
They should call themselves Glass Heads.
So they have a new album that's called How to Be a Human Being. And what it is, they call it their scrapbook of their time on the road, memories and perceptions of going around the world. And stuff.
Cool. Didn't anyone I know release an album today?
De La Soul. We're going to do De La Soul.
Didn't you tour with De La Soul for a while?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
You drummed with them, right?
I did. I drummed and sang with them. I'm a cranky old man, and I don't remember anything.
We've got De La Soul for the big finish.
All right.
Just for you, Steve.
So their new album is called, it's back to Glass Animals. Their new album is called How to Be a Human Being, and we're going to hear a little bit of a track called Life Itself and a little bit of a track called Youth.
Jason,
I want to just mention that we listened to about 30-second clips.
I'm ready.
And most of the time, the people in the room don't really listen. And then we come back and say smarmy things about the music.
I'll make sure not to pay attention.
Intelligent smarmy things.
We just want to say that in case you know any of these people personally. It's not intended to be a personal attack. It's just that we just would rather just sit here and talk to ourselves.
Broad-based disclaimers.
So here we go with the Glass Animals.
This segment would be much more popular if we could just play what happens during the song and what goes on in the studio.
Cut of needles.
Yeah, exactly.
Available.
All right, Mike, drop the needles on Glass Animals.
Be something special.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't totally offended, which is probably a good thing. Jason Newsted, your thoughts on glass animals?
They're British,
They're British, yeah.
It's modern, I guess. Yeah. it's not. We don't actually. That second track reminded me of. It was like Andre 3000 and stuff. Some of that kind of light, bouncy, happy, kind of happy feeling, kind of sub major key stuff. And
It's too 80s poppy for me.
It's just. It seems like it's maybe behind a tad as far as that goes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to the last record store and buy it.
I don't know.
Really?
You have your more.
So you're saying it's about like Andre 1500, Andre 2000,
750, 770. Yeah.
All right, Kate Noble.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I've said this before. I'm like, I feel like most modern music. Oh, thank you, Doug. Good looking out, dude. It sounds like a video game.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't. I like Steve said on the. I don't hate it. But I don't know what that means.
Which is pretty, that's pretty good on needle droppings if somebody says, well, I don't hate it. Michelle?
Actually, I really like it. I thought it was great. It was a good mixture of some sampling, wonderful percussion in it. It was a lot of fun. I could actually hear the lyrics. You guys were all chatting during the song. So
that's why we can't do a proper review, because you can hear it.
I could hear the lyrics, and they were very clever. There was a line about, they call me fat, but I think I look fantastic. And I thought that was so funny. So this definitely needs some more listens, and I think it's going to be a good seller at the last record store.
Let's play some video games when you
right on.
Doug, Glass Animals.
I like them. And you know, they're a group that everybody's kind of talking about, so it's exciting. Not everybody, but people. People are talking about
we
it.
We are now.
Somewhere talking about it.
You go to the hip review sites and stuff like that.
Tell me more about those hip review sites, Grandpa.
And you know, the kids love them, is what they say.
Steve Osborne.
Little Radiohead, little Talking Head. You know, they're British. They should have called themselves Whitehead. I mean, I think that would have been perfect. I don't know that
double,
I have
triple entendre.
The same level of ennui that some of the other folks in here, but I'm not quite as excited as Michelle in the booth. But then again, who is?
She can hear the lyrics, though.
Yeah, that's right.
There's the difference.
Yeah.
People would shut up while we play the songs, we might hear the lyrics, too.
I would like to give them 30 minutes to listen to listen to their art. And better for me personally. Yeah. I don't want, you know.
Well, maybe if you weren't in the studio so long before, we could have had a full needle dropping.
Right.
Gosh.
Right, if we wouldn't been rocking so hard, we'd have more time to listen to this stuff.
Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band are still here again. Jason, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Metallica, and he's got this new thing, the Chop House Band. It is so cool. Okay.
What? Hi, next.
Kate Noble's here from Martin Ray Wines,
me.
Doug Jane, of course, from The Last Record Store, and Steve Osborne with Michelle Marquez in the booth.
Yay!
All right.
You're doing good, man.
Angel Olsen. Who is Angel Olsen?
Angel Olsen is a indie singer-songwriter, kind of one of those angry girls. And she did sing with Bonnie Prince Billy. I don't know if you guys know who Bonnie Prince Billy is, but she was singing with him for quite a while.
You see my Bonnie Prince Billy t-shirt I'm wearing?
I like it.
Yeah.
Button it up, though.
Well, at least I'm wearing pants today. That is an
improvement. Yeah.
So anyway, she's got a new album out, and it's her third. And, you know, I think it's a little more I brought her last album in, which was kind of a fairly big hit in the indie angry chick category.
Okay.
And Burn the Witch, I believe, was the name of the album.
Just really listeners just name, shedding yeah. By the just by the second
nitty
here.
Gritty on there.
So the old one was called Burn Your Fire for No Witness.
Oh,
and
my.
it was kind of a real crunchy in your face kind of a thing. This one there you can hear lyrics a little bit more, a little more raw sounding.
Same concept.
The album is called My Woman, and we got a couple tracks picked. First one you're going to hear is called Shut Up, Kiss Me.
Mm.
Okay.
Hey. Angry Chick.
I know. And the second one is called Sister. It's Angel Olsen.
Michelle, are you into the angry chick genre?
I don't know. I haven't even heard it yet. Okay. Give me a chance to listen, man.
I know what you mean by the angry young chicks. No, I do. I've heard some of that.
If there's anyone here that would.
like when your dog craps on their lawn and you don't pick it up. Hey, why are you so mad at me for?
Well, most of the
this music.
Okay. Let's drop the needle on Angel Olsen.
awesome. Hanging up this time, I ain't giving up tonight. Even if you walk around as though you think you're right, at your worst to still believe it's worth the fight.
Doug just said, well, when the singer sounds bored, there's something going on that we're not going on. Angel Olsen, no, I don't care. Jason Newsted.
Didn't do it for me, man.
Not me either. Michelle?
What is it with you guys? You got singing the angry pills in there? I thought it sounded great. I thought she had a great quality to her voice. I love that jangly tone with the guitars. I thought the percussion was fun. I thought as sparse as the production was, I like the reverb. I like the whole feeling of it. I thought it was fun.
I love
Thank
this
God
woman.
Michelle's here. Because
really, no kidding, man, to balance all of us out. That's amazing.
We're all sitting here going, what? The one? Instruments?
What?
Kate Noble.
I want to go in that booth.
Yeah. Me too. I think I'm going back.
Everything's nicer in the booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next one. What's in there,
man? We have puppies.
We pump ecstasy into that.
Did the Olsen sisters have like a long lost triplet who has now come out playing music and she's super angry about it? Because that's I don't
not into it. Huh?
I don't like it.
No, I don't either. Sorry, Michelle. Doug. You like everything because you want people to go to Last yeah. Record Store and buy the CDs.
I give Michelle's review a thumbs up. Big
thumbs up. So. Leave Moving it at that. Steve Osborne.
Yeah, man, I just want to listen to music through Michelle's ears. I mean, it's like... I think it's That's fine. Awesome. I mean, it's just, it's not my genre, and I don't think it's even allowed to be my genre. I don't think, you know, I don't think it's supposed to be, and I'm just going to not say anything because I don't want anyone to get angry at me.
No, because you're a happy...
You don't want her to be any angrier.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an angry chick, and you're so a happy white guy.
I am a happy white
yeah,
guy.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't I be? Look at everything I
Doug,
have.
Are you Jesus sure that...
After this one.
Are you sure there's nobody I know that released an album today, like
Dude,
Van Morrison or
somebody
else?
He said De La Soul.
No, De La Soul.
Yeah. Well, I think
like 26 years ago. Yeah. Does that count?
We're going to play Metallica.
Chop House was on earlier.
You're going to like this next group.
Okay.
They're called The Frighteners.
The Frighteners. F-R-I-G-H-T-N-R-S.
Careful, yeah. Steve.
They're from Long Island, and they've been signed.
I was born on Long Island.
Oh.
Maybe I will like them.
They have been signed to the Daptone record label, which is Sharon Jones record
sure.
label.
Ooh,
and this group plays now? a style of reggae that is, it's like that rock steady reggae from back in the 60s. It was recorded over in Jamaica, a real lo-fi sounding and cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the new reggae stuff that the kids go over to the festivals and listen to, a little homogenized
sure.
for some of the old cranky people, mm-hmm. but this stuff sounds very
That's us.
Very old school.
Yes. Seems like you had me a cranky.
Exactly.
All right, let's drop the needle.
So anyway, the name of the album is called Nothing More to Say. It's The Frighteners, and we're going to hear a little bit of two tracks. First one is the title track, Gotta Find a Way. And
Jason's leaving.
Jason just went into the news booth with Michelle because he thinks it's going to sound better.
I think he's going to like it in that room. And then we're going to hear a little bit of a track called Nothing More to Say. It's The Frighteners.
All right, drop the needle on The Frighteners. All hell's breaking loose in here. Thank you. All right, now this I love. This is amazing, man. How did they make that sound, like Doug was saying, you know, sound like the 60s, an R&B reggae thing? The sounds and the production are perfect.
Yeah,
Jason Newsted.
Doesn't sound like a new recording for sure.
No, it doesn't, Jason.
They must have used analog gear and stuff like that, and older kind of vintage stuff. That's what I was spent a lot of time listening to this type of music. I do, you know, in my regular, and so that always appeals to me. This kind of easy thing. It's such a beautiful feeling that it gives you such an easy feeling.
And the production
yourself.
Is
that's
perfect.
What I dig about this.
The vocals are perfect. Everything's
over
perfect.
There.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on. I just want
to
remind everybody it's the Frighteners, but you gotta unless you screwed up on this, Doug. It's literally spelled. Frighteners.
They're from Long Island.
Frighteners.
I was born on Long Island, and I haven't been able to spell in 63 years. So, yeah, you got it. Michelle?
I hate it. No, yeah. No, I thought it was very good. a little bit derivative. It didn't sound super original when you compare it to that other kind of, you know where it hails from. But it was good. Very good.
But it feels so good and sounds so good,
yeah.
Doug.
It really does.
Yeah.
I like it. It's my favorite Long Island reggae band.
Me too.
In fact,
second
emotion. Sounds like a drink.
Yeah. I had no idea that was a thing, but I'm proud of them having been born in Rockville Center, Long Island. Okay, Steve. Tear it apart or something.
No, I was aroused and all, you know, it was
all right.
No, I'm telling you, man.
He's got wood. It's apparent.
Yeah, it's I just want to I want to touch people. It's like it's
can I pour you two fingers?
Yeah, please do. The beauty of the Frighteners is there's no E in the name, but you can just take your own E and then enjoy that music because
wow.
I just want to touch somebody and let the music just wash over.
I'm shutting the door to the news booth. He can't come
in. That was
in
good. That was real
yes,
good.
Yes, Michelle locked the news booth door in case Steve heads that way.
I'm ordering more copies of this, Steve.
It is 1350.
That's a good one.
1350 totally and FM. Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. I skipped you.
Whatever,
I didn't mean to.
Steve.
No,
I knew you were gonna.
Come on, tell
bring it home. Bring it home.
No, I mean this is a drop the needle first for me. I would totally go buy this at the last record store. Yeah. Totally go buy it. Love
Yay.
It. Yay!
There you go.
Frighteners.
The Frighteners. Love it. Yes.
Dig it.
Yeah,
well, 4.5.
Yeah.
I need to get it.
Michelle.
It is 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Jason Newsted, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Metallica, is here with his new band, the Chop House Band.
Yeah.
They performed, just kicked our ass earlier today. Joe Ledesma, the bass player, is here, and Rob Tucker, the percussionist. They're going to be in Santa Cruz on the 7th of September in Mill Valley at Sweetwater Music Hall on September 8th. On September 10th, Napa at Silos. So you folks listening in Napa, make sure you check that out. And I'll be there along with the Drive crew on September 15th in Sebastopol at Hot Monk in the Abbey. It's great stuff. I can't wait till you guys, get a CD going. Man.
Right on. Thank you, man. Yeah. Thanks for the encouragement.
Where are you living these days, by the way?
Over in East Bay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Joey and I do, and Rob lives in the city.
You know, our KSRO goes to San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, up to Lake and Napa County. So
all right.
We're bad in Bay Area wide, dude.
I'll tell you what.
Cool.
Now I know.
All right.
Attack the battle.
Oh, God, we're down to one. Doug.
You can't get to the army.
De La Soul, who I used to play with.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I played drums.
You put the soul in De La Soul, if I recall.
Yeah. That's for real? That's for real?
Okay. No.
You almost had me.
Nothing that we say on this show is the truth. No. Just keep that in mind. I know you're new, Jason.
Yeah, I'm not even white.
You're right. Very, very new.
All right, Doug, tell us about De La Soul. I have heard of them, at least.
Well, De La Soul came out in 1987 with their first album. It was called 3 Feet High and Rising, and was a big hit. Excuse me. They kind of incorporate jazzy kind of scat rapping along with some kind of jazzy beats and drumming and stuff.
I can dig that.
And they've been going at it for 29 years. And awesome. They have a brand new album that's called The Anonymous Nobody. It's their 9th album. And like most hip-hop albums, they have their friends come on and do the rap thing with them. Snoop Dogg is on here. Usher is on
here.
Friends
doing that rap.
Jill
thing.
Scott. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear a couple tracks off of this new De La Soul. We're going to hear Pain, which features Snoop Dogg. And I believe Snoop Dogg is actually feeling no pain.
Not that's
when of course not.
Maybe that's the pre-chorus.
And we're going to hear one that features rapper Little Dragon.
Oh,
called Drawn.
That sounds adorable.
It's a new De La Soul.
Little Dragon.
Little Dragon.
That's my rapper name.
That's right.
That's because you're Dragon.
I heard you say that.
Yeah. I thought your country name was Dick Dragon.
Oh! I like
Where's
it.
Steve,
you know my... It's old and new. No, I like that.
My porn name is Beaver Cook, by the way.
That's... Wow.
No, my first dog was named Beaver, and I lived on Cook Road, and that's how you put together your porn name.
You named your dog Beaver.
One of the methods.
I didn't.
His parents knew about the porn name.
They moved there.
They got that dog.
We just hope Steve becomes a porn star. So let's name the dog Beaver, and we're on Cook Road, and it's all good.
My first dog was Tiny.
Are we still on the air?
My first beaver was Tiny.
On Cook Road.
All right, De La Soul. This is new. Let's drop the needle, Mike.
Paperweight took a toll. Food on the floor not to be wasted or do what's being pasted and know that it's not a copy.
Okay. Who's that? Snoop Dogg or Little... Snoop Dogg?
Who's Snoop Dogg? Yeah.
Or Little Dragon?
Snoop Dragon, Little
Dogg. Is who it is.
I thought it was like the lion.
Crouching Dragon, Little Snoop Dogg.
For a while.
Okay, everyone.
Drawing.
Oh.
Let's talk one at a time for once.
Okay, everybody wants you.
De La Soul. Now, Doug, first off, talk about their history and this new album, and they've got hip-hop guys and stuff on it. I don't know. Or was that Sinatra? I don't know. I'm
Steve
sure.
just came to.
Yeah.
we can just replay this segment later, can't we? And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, they're the hip-hop, but they're the hip-hop old geezers from the 80s. De La Soul.
That was the hip hop.
But they sound good. They got the good.
The production's great.
I like it. I thought it sounded really good. Everybody in here, you know, was kind of bopping to the beat, old farts say. Yeah.
There was headbanging. Jason Newsted, what are your thoughts?
De La Soul is fantastic. Can do no wrong for me. So there you go.
All right, I liked it, Kate.
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Osborne?
I could actually just sit and watch an entire segment of Steve Jackson and Doug Jane just talk hip hop. Honestly,
I mean, you mean with the old rap and
yeah,
the hip hop?
Yeah, these kids with their thing and their little whip and all the. Oh, I love it. I love De La Soul.
Is there
yeah.
swearing? Right. There must be some swearing happening.
Bad
soon.
Swears and beats. I love it. I'm probably with Jason on this one. When it comes to De La Soul, De La Soul's not dead. They live forever.
God, Jay, little Luke. What are you doing in the barn with Hassie listening to this hip hop?
Michelle Marquez.
I thought it was great. The groove was very fun. As Doug said, all of us were sort of moving our hips and things to listen to that. And it doesn't have that earworm quality that some of their earlier stuff has.
Yeah, like, that makes you want
like
to sing
me, myself,
it
and I, you know. Yeah. Very fun. I liked it a lot. And I heard that this album is crowdfunded, so that's cool.
Is it really, Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle says so.
Doug doesn't have a clue.
It's true.
All right. She's professional.
How are we doing on time, Mikey?
I got another one if you want to slide one in.
Wow. That's what she said.
There's so many ways to go with that.
Say it again, Doug James.
Do we need another one?
For now.
How about drop the needle?
Mike doesn't seem to care on time, so go ahead.
Does Mike ever care? I didn't think
this show goes to 8, right?
Okay, there's a new release that is out that is a 2-CD set called Just Love, a tribute to Audrey Ald Mazera. Audrey Ald was born in Tasmania, and she died about a little over a year ago. She got a really serious brain tumor and passed away.
Bummer.
She was able to, even when she was dying, she ended up going to working in San Quentin and went in and did a songwriting workshop with the inmates there. And
wow, like our own cool. Buzzy Martin, who taught guitar at San Quentin.
She put out an album last year called Hey Warden that we reviewed, and everybody thought was really awesome.
Cool.
Anyway, this new thing was put together by a singer-songwriter out of Memphis by the name of Nancy Apple. It's called Just Love, and it's 28 songs by different singer-songwriters from around the country. And Mike, if you would play number 8, you'll get a young fella from Sonoma County does a Audrey Ald song.
Cool.
And see if you can guess who it is.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, everyone. Guess as Mike drops the needle.
Woody, I never knew you, but you're in my guitar when I play. Out there on the road, out where you made your home, your spirit travels every day. This machine heals wounds, this machine ends wars, this machine is the voice that demands to be heard. Songs of rage, songs of work, songs that help sing out the hurt. Woody, you're singing in the wires.
My guess is that's Bert Bunwad, the great local Sonoma County singer-songwriter. Am I right?
I don't know Bert.
You should. He's played on this show many times. No, that's Doug Jane, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway, it's kind of cool.
So anyway, that's me.
Long
story short, me.
Don't do a
there
review.
There are 27
okay?
other really awesome songs on here as well. But she was a great songwriter, and all the songs sound different. You know, recorded by different people, and just.
So it's available at the Last Record Store.
It's a really good listen.
Okay, cool.
Michelle wants to weigh in.
No, I like it a lot, and I like the Woody Guthrie references. That's great. Very cool.
Doug's great. All right, Joe Ledesma on bass. Yeah.
Woo! Joe!
With Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band, Rob Tucker on percussion.
Yeah,
dude, great to see all of you and meet all of you,
man. Thanks for having us.
It was so cool. They're going to be Jason Newsted and I don't want to keep pushing this.
Why not?
Okay.
I want my album signed.
Yeah, Doug brought a Metallica album.
I like that about
actually,
you,
he couldn't get a Metallica one. It's actually Backstreet Boys. But if you could just sign
it seems like they got different haircuts.
Yeah.
Jason Newsted and the Chop House Band performing in Santa Cruz on September 7th, September 8th at the Sweetwater Music Hall in Mill Valley, September 10th at Silos in Napa, And September 15th, we'll all be there in Sebastopol at Hop Monk.